We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's the voice of the Bruins, Josh Lewin.
What a matchup tonight. UCLA hosting the Oregon Ducks. The tip is back. Oregon controls. Peyton Pritchard wanders to the far side to Tyler Dorsey to end his top of the key. One dribble back to Pritchard. The freshman now to Dorsey. Hands it off in an open three top of the key. Brooks hit the front of the iron and it's rebounded by Ball. Here comes UCLA. Lonzo Ball with a hip length dribble. Out to guard him, Tyler Dorsey, the LA native. Bounce pass to Welsh. Pivots at the top of the key, hooks a pass to Leaf, holds on his right shoulder, bounces it once, twice, three times, starts a dribble drive on the baseline, a hook shot around, no, rebound to Jordan Bell of Oregon, and the Ducks will look to run. Peyton Pritchard picked up by Ball, and it's going to be fanned to the far side. Dorsey, little head fake, now a drive, and he scores off the glass, 2-0 Oregon. Pass cross court is sloppy and intercepted by Jordan Bell, races down court on Ball, who fouls him, and Bell scores over Ball to make it 4-0 and a chance to make it 5. Three-point play for Jordan Bell. The Bruins already down a 5 spot here. Hamilton walks it up, high pass to Ball at the midcourt stripe, fires it back across to Hamilton to Alford. One dribble, feeds Hamilton with a right-hand dribble, gives to Ball, cross-court Alford, deep corner left. On the baseline, Welsh back to Alford, hoisting a long-range three, Welsh short, and the rebound knocked out of bounds off Oregon. Tyler Dorsey kicked it right away from Jordan Bell.
Bad news right now for the Bruins. They do not look comfortable at all on the offensive end.
Well, they've had 3 possessions. Missed a shot, turned it over, and now the continuation of this one as Ball flips it into Hamilton. Driving right side, spoons it up around, no. Welsh with a putback, a dunk for Thomas Welsh.
How often do you see that? Thomas Welsh climbing the ladder for the tip dunk at the end there.
Dorsey wiggles into the forecourt, beating Pritchard on the far wing. Off to Dylan Ennis. To the baseline, Jordan Bell dips his shoulder in on Welsh, drives around him, spoons it out, open as Brooks at 3, got it with a swish. It's 8-2. Brooks was completely wide open. Now Ball drives, loops a pass to Leaf, touch pass Alford, back to Ball, drives on the right side, carries it a bit, out to Leaf, a 3 ball short, long rebound, Oregon's got it, already leading 8-2. Zipping up court, mid of the midcourt stripe is Dylan Ennis, and we'll slow it down a bit as he angles to the far side, hands now to Dorsey, round a pick. Weaves it to Pritchard, shot clock at 17. Pritchard dumps it off, and now on the dribble drive is Dylan Ennis. Back it comes to Brooks, spots it up from 15, rounding out. Rebound, Welsh took it away from his teammate Ball, and Lonzo brings it up. Swivels to the near side, finding Alford. 8-2 Oregon early. Hamilton, foul line extended left, driving baseline, pull-up jumper, good. 8-4.
And that's the shot I like to see out of Isaac Hamilton early. Something in the mid-range, something he's real comfortable with knocking down at the beginning.
Dorsey, top of the key to Dylan Brooks, the man who hit the game-winning three with .8 on the clock in Eugene to open the Pac-12 season. Left-hand dribble drive, Ennis, foul line extended left to Pritchard, shoots it to the far wing. Tyler Dorsey's got it, right elbow. Alford provides the defense, 8 to shoot. Bell now back to the basket, driving, kicks. Far side, three ball coming from Ennis, good. Dylan Ennis was held without a single point in his last game, just flashed into three. Hamilton, dribble drive, left side, step back three. Good, a rainbow that's down.
And see, he's able to knock down that three-point shot because he got one that he was comfortable with early. Now his confidence is soaring.
All right, Hamilton getting the Bruins in it early. Brooks trying to fade through the lane, blocked away by Leaf, but there's a foul called. Peyton Pritchard lobs one in. Bell driving on Welsh, who alters his shot and rips it away. Welsh with a block, and now headmans to Leaf. Pulling up on the near side, down four. Back between the rings, Lonzo Ball has got it, hesitates, and now pushes it near side. Alford, foul line extended on the right. Pritchard hounding him. Pass goes to Welsh, top of the key, 14 to shoot. Out to Hamilton, driving, behind his back, dribble, spinning, dishing. He traveled with the basketball. So the Bruins have turned it over three times already. They're trailing 11-7. And it's top of the key for Brooks. Leaf, a hand in his face. Brooks, a step back, 17-foot jump shot, no good off the back iron. Hamilton, it chases down the rebound. Up it comes to Ball, zooms across the timeline, traipses to the right. With a dribble to Hamilton, pushes it to the far wing. It's Bryce Alford going up on top of a pick. Will fire it to the near side of Hamilton with a left-hand driving kicks to Welsh on the baseline. Out to Alford, 14 to shoot. Baseline left, three ball Hamilton, no. Rebound tipped, and Pritchard has got it for Oregon. Ducks are leading 11-7. There was no foul called underneath. The fans wanted one. Pritchard angles to the top of the key, driving right through the lane. A scoop around and in. Pretty move. Hamilton to Leaf, who's being shadowed by Pritchard, drives by him, kicks to the corner near side. Alford driving baseline. He's hacked by Pritchard. The ball flies out of bounds, and there's a timeout on the floor. Oregon out quickly here, 15-10 to go first half. Ducks 13, Bruins 7. Ready to go now. Ball will lob in. Leaf has got it. Right elbow driving. It opens for him. He lays it around and in. It's 13-8. As we're told that the three from Hamilton earlier is now a two. How about
that? Big foot off the line.
Yeah. So it feels like a one-point basket was just made. Dylan Brooks to Boucher, who's just in. Big shot blocker. Out to Dorsey to Benson, who's driving. Kicks out to Brooks around Leaf. Through traffic, pivot, swings it out. Benson, deep corner, Boucher, a rainbow three, no. Ball had the rebound tipped away, but Alford's got it. Here comes UCLA down five. Leaf, quick pass. Hamilton's three, no good. Rebound tipped, and Welsh has got it. He falls down, keeps it hot, but Leaf can't handle the pass. And Boucher takes over for Oregon. Swiveling up court, it's Benson. Wanders to the far side, spins it out to Brooks. Over a pick, driving left around Leaf, lays it up, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds, going off Welsh, back to Oregon. Anna Bogu in for Welsh. And Holiday is into the game for the first time now, too, for Alford. Brooks, deep corner right, kicks it out. Long range three on the way. Good from Dylan Ennis. He's hit a couple of those. He's got six already after having a big Zippo last game.
Well, that's what happens when you let him have an easy first shot. Now he's feeling good about his jump shot.
16-8, Oregon. A Holiday foul line extended right to Holiday driving and firing. He got it. A two-point shot from around the foul line. Aaron Holiday just into the game. Slices it down to 16-10.
And that was an easy shot for Holiday, so hopefully he's feeling good about his rhythm now.
Casey Benson, the lefty, brings it up with a right-hand dribble. Feeding Ennis top of the key. Drives it far side. Brooks has it. Launching. It is around and in. Actually, that's Tyler Dorsey who got it to go. Two-point shot to make it 18-10. Ball is met at the midcourt stripe, feeding Hamilton into Leaf, driving, puts it up, around, down, and they're going to call it against T.J. Leaf. Offensive foul. Wow, to wipe away 2 points.
Two fouls on Leaf.
Yeah, and only 2 points to his ledger right now. It's 18-10 Oregon, and they're going to have to sit T.J. Leaf. Brooks driving right past him. Oh, he thunders it down over a leaping Anabogu. It's 20-10.
Oh, my.
Wow, that's five for Dylan Brooks. He's got a three and he's got a jam. Hamilton across the timeline. With a left hand, he'll push to Ball. Fakes a three. Now sweeps his way through, turning, spinning, driving, hitting from 10 feet.
Nice shot by Lonzo Ball. It was a little difficult, but he found a way to get in there and get the bucket.
Benson up court with a left hand. Pivots and gives to Dorsey with Holiday shrink-wrapped all over him. Little push off from Dorsey to get away. Angles to the far side of Holiday right in his uniform here. But skittering through traffic, Dorsey up, blocked by Anabogu, and he leads the break. It's Hamilton down court. Has a trailer, doesn't use it. He shoots, he doesn't make it, but he's fouled. That could have been a charge, too, yes. But it wasn't called that way. Hamilton's free throw is good. Second foul shot, rounding out. That's an 84% shooter that just missed one. Lonzo Ball picking up the dribble of Peyton Pritchard at the midcourt line. 20-13, visiting Oregon on top. They're the number 5 team in the country. Bruins number 10. Tyler Dorsey coming to the near wing. Benson's got it. They basically got 2 point guards on the floor right now. Pritchard the other, and he handles top of the key. Back to Benson on the dribble drive in the paint. Out it comes. Dorsey with a three. Good. Tyler Dorsey already with 7. Another one of those L.A. guys wants to come home and put on a show. Hamilton kicks out to Holiday driving left side. Back to Anabogu. Chest pass to Hamilton going 1-on-3 lobbing. Anabogu couldn't finish the dunk, but he follows his own miss to make it 23-15. With 11.5 to go in the first half here at Pauley. Pritchard directing traffic, dribbling with the right hand. Now a bounce pass to Dorsey. Hamilton on him. Out to Benson. Shoots it to the far wing. On the foul line, it's Pritchard back to Benson. Deep corner, Boucher driving in the paint. Blocked by Anabogu, and he scoops it up cleanly. Almost turned it over, but Holiday picks it up. And here come the Bruins. Holiday lobbing, intercepted, looking for Golem and bad pass. And here come the Ducks up by 8. Tyler Dorsey right through traffic, bounce pass Boucher, step back 10-foot rainbow, no. Rebound, Lonzo Ball one-handed, deep down court. Hamilton's got it, and misses a layup. Didn't even get the rim, he just hit the backboard. And now Bell the other way to Benson, 3-on-2. Kicks out to Pritchard. Wide open three. No good off the back iron. Offensive rebound contested for. Anabogu went up over top. Tyler Dorsey had the position. And with 10:43 to go in the first half, there's a timeout on the floor.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Keys, 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 keys on that line.
There for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Way out high to Benson, driving on Ball. And a three ball coming from Dorsey, short, long rebound, taken away by Lonzo Ball. And here come the Bruins. Holiday, mid at the midcourt stripe, distributes to Lonzo Ball. 10.5 to go in the first half. Ball hooks a pass on one hop to Goleman. On the left side, driving 1-on-2, had it blocked, no goaltend, and it's taken by Jordan Bell. Quickly up court, Tyler Dorsey swivels into the lane, blocked behind by Goleman, and it's a foul on G.G. Goleman. They go crashing into the cheerleaders. Well, we said it, Oregon, a team of shot blockers, number one block shot team in the nation, and they just got one down at the other end. Tyler Dorsey, 74% shooter at the line to our left, first one around and in. Second foul shot in, 25-15 Oregon. Holiday faking a three, driving to the foul line, Shimmies to the left and gives to Ball, holding it high with Pritchard on him. Dumps it down low to Anabogu. Out to Holiday, finding Alford. Steps inside the three-point arc to Holiday, beating Anabogu. One dribble, missed the jam. It's tipped around and grabbed by Oregon. A missed jam with six on the shot clock. Pritchard wiggles the other way. Slaloms to the far side. Three-pointer coming. It's good from Dylan Brooks. And Oregon is all over UCLA. The Bruins need timeout. It's 28-15 Oregon. Out to Brooks, to the low post, Jordan Bell on the near side. 17 to shoot, two dribbles, a third dribble, turning, trying to bounce pass inside, two-hand jam Boucher, and it's 30-15. This is some kind of comeuppance right now. Still no assists in the game. Holiday long-range three, missed everything. It barely got the side of the rim, and here come the Ducks, doubling up the Bruins, 30-15. Pritchard around a high screen. In traffic, bounce pass to a wide-open Bell, his 15-footer, good. This is something. 32-15 Oregon. Well, the Bruins keep rainbowing passes cross court. Back and forth, Ball and Holiday. Now Ball chucks up a three. Good with a swish. Maybe that'll get him going now. 32-18.
Thank goodness that went because they needed a bucket at the time.
First three all game for UCLA. Benson to the near side. To Pritchard, back to Benson, top of the key. Now Pritchard firing up a three. Short. Rebound, Lonzo Ball. And maybe here's the run they need. Lonzo Ball pushing to Alford, fakes a three, gives to Ball, takes a three, off the back iron, long rebound, and T.J. Leaf couldn't get it. Remember, he's playing with two fouls. Here's Brooks feeding inside to Boucher, head fake on Welsh, driving, step back, five-footer round and down for Boucher. 34-18 Oregon, and still the Bruins looking to assist on a basket. Down to the baseline. Welsh had it stripped away. There are just some long looping passes here. And it's Oregon's basketball leading 34-18. Bruins are 1 of 8 from three-point range.
And they keep hoisting them up. They got to find a way to get buckets other than just hoisting up three-point shots that they're not hitting.
Meantime, Oregon 5 of 11 from distance. Hamilton will check back in a moment. Benson with a crisp pass to the top of the key. Pritchard stepping out. Ball is on him. Now to Brooks with a bounce pass, 8 to shoot. Brooks starts a dribble drive, kicks to Boucher in the corner, a three ball, good. He's 6'11", and he's splashing down threes, 37-18. It's a carbon copy of what they just did to Arizona.
Well, when you get beat off the first initial dribble and the whole defense have to recover from it, somebody's open.
Holiday hits a three and yells, let's go. It's 37-21 now as Holiday off the bench has five.
But they have to go on the defensive end. They know they can score. They just got to get something going defensively.
Benson will go with a right hand to the top of the key. Milk that clock down to 15. And pass on the far side to Pritchard, to Boucher, a three. No this time. Long rebound. Holiday, littlest guy on the floor, has got it. And here he comes with a right-hand dribble. Cross the timeline. Feeding near side to Alford. Fakes the three. Stepping inside, kicks out to Holiday to Ball. Driving, stepping back, launching a three. No, off the back rim. And the rebound taken by Jordan Bell. Benson with a 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Holiday, his second in a row. Long pass to the midcourt line. Lonzo Ball has got it, walks it to the near side. Holiday driving in the paint, kicks to the corner. Alford a three. Bang! Needed that. 37-24. Oregon calls timeout. Bruins back to within 13 on home court. Oregon putting on quite a show. Leading 37-24. Pritchard to Ennis, top of the key. Tyler Dorsey's back in the game, by the way. Ennis wanders right around to pick. Pivots. Nothing open. So we'll finally hand it off. Dorsey on the dribble drive. Out to Ennis with 16 to shoot. Picked up by Alford. Knocked it away. And it's going to be called against Oregon here. Alford took it away and a reach-in foul trying to get it back.
Nice hands by Alford. On the way to try to get that loose ball, Ennis grabs him. So nice play by Alford defensively to get the possession.
Dylan Ennis had those couple of threes right out of the chute here tonight. He's been quiet since then. Hamilton's back in the game. He had the hot hand early. Alford picked up at the midcourt line, gives to Holiday. Lonzo Ball's on the bench right now. Bruins trying to come back from down 13 without their engine on the floor. Holiday driving. A leaner goes with the left hand. It's an 8-0 run.
Well, that engine right there has been making some buckets the last few possessions. Holiday has 7 points off the bench.
Pritchard around a screen with a little head fake, gives it to Brooks. Driving on Leaf, poked away, but it's right back. Ennis missing. Rebound. It's going to be Aaron Holiday. Down court, Hamilton driving, scoops. Nobody's there. Alford's got it. A three is in from the near side.
Wow, they made a play out of almost a turnover there. Big three-point shot by Alford.
Here's the run you were looking for. 11-0 UCLA to get it down to 37-29. Ennis to Dorsey, top of the key. Alford claps his hands and gets in his face. Now it's Brooks. Pinwheels it to the far side, 12 to shoot. Inside goes Bell with Welsh on him. Hook shot, no. Rebound taken by Hamilton. Here comes UCLA. Holiday totes it across the timeline. Crossover dribble. In and out, back to Alford. Three on the way, falling down. No good, but he's fouled. Bryce Alford hits the deck on a three-point shot. He'll go to the line.
Well, I tell you what, Josh. It hasn't been just hitting shots that got the Bruins back in this game. It's been their defense in the last five-minute stretch.
With Lonzo Ball on the bench, the run continues. It's down to 37-29. It was 37-18. Timeout on the floor, 3:38 to go in the first half. First one on the way, good. He's an 80% shooter. One of the misses this year, quite famously, Tracy, was in Eugene. That was with 9 seconds to go, trying to put the Ducks away. Second one, good, and he'll get another. So congratulations, he's now ahead of Bill Walton. See if he can go 3 for 3 at the line right now and cut this down to a 37-32 game. It's around and in. He got it. How about that? The Bruins with a 14-zip run. They had a 15-0 run up in Eugene. It wasn't enough. Dorsey on the dribble drive for Oregon. He's blocked. Hits the shot, and it's going to be a foul as well. Chance for a three-point play at the other end. 137-32. And now we'll see if the three-point play is a thing here for Dorsey. Flips it up and in with a swish. So he's to double digits now. Started living up to his hype last year. Remember, he was their leading scorer in the Pac-12 tournament. Alford on the midcourt line. Gives to Holiday, to Hamilton, to Leaf down low, Anabogu up with a two-hand jam.
Nice patience by Anabogu when he caught the basketball, knowing that Jordan Bell is coming across and he's a shot blocker. Get him up in the air and let him fly by and dunk on him.
All this with Lonzo Ball on the bench, 40-34 Oregon. Pritchard will wiggle to the far side, give it up to Tyler Dorsey. Dorsey driving left over Alford. It's put back in off the miss, the throw down by Jordan Bell. So it's now 42-34 with 2:49 to go. Full court press. Holiday has to steam past it on that far side. Gives to Hamilton. It's off an Oregon foot and out of bounds. And Lonzo Ball will check back in for fellow freshman T.J. Leaf. Number 2 for number 22 for the last 2:45.
Yeah, you get him out of there. You don't want him to pick up his third, and the Bruins are going small.
With Lonzo Ball riding this thing, dribbling with the right hand, giving to Alford. Three-point range, doesn't shoot quite yet. 16 on the shot clock. Holiday driving with the right hand, spinning. Lost the dribble. It rolls out of bounds. It'll be kept by the Bruins with 13 to shoot. Bruins have turned it over 8 times. They've got only 3 assists in this game. They average 22. Here's Holiday open. Kicks to Alford, and he'll try a three. Dancing in! Oh, it hit every inch of the iron, and it dropped. It's 42-37.
And that's the Bruins' 4th assist.
Needed it to get to within 5. Dorsey, with Holiday providing the defense, will give it up, and it's Ennis to the far wing. Back to Dorsey, between the circles to Pritchard, 15 on the shot clock. It was a 19-point lead. Here's a 15-footer, good, falling down by Dylan Ennis. He's got 8, and now it's 44-37. Holiday to Hamilton, left to the lane, in it goes. Anabogu, one dribble, missed a two-hand stuff. How does that happen? And the ball scooped up. Brought back the other way by Dylan Ennis. He was wide open, missed a dunk. And now Pritchard faking a three, driving, kicks it out. It'll be Ennis firing it far side with 1:35 left in the half. Pritchard angles far side, gives to Dylan Brooks, who's been quiet of late. Lonzo Ball on him, distributes it to Dorsey. Back to Brooks. Head fake, dumps it down low to Bell. Bell working on Anabogu, 5 to shoot. He's double-teamed, hooks his way inside, puts it around, no good. It's tipped in by the little guy, Peyton Pritchard.
Well, what was Hamilton looking at on that play? He just let Pritchard walk by him and tip it in. You can't turn and look. You got to block somebody out immediately.
46-37, Alford top of the key with 1:05 to go in the half. He'll dribble back towards the midcourt line, now pick it up. Step out, feed to Hamilton. He drives to paint, puts it up around, down. And it took a while to drop, but it's in, 46-39.
And that's one way to get a bucket back if you're Hamilton. Now they got to get a defensive stop.
Pritchard in the paint over Holiday. Great shot, scoring from 5 feet. That's a shifty little player right there. He's got 6.
He was shifty up there in Oregon as well.
48-39. Not the Wizard of Westwood, but of West Lynn. West Lynn, Oregon. Peyton Pritchard. Ball angling left side, 17 on the shot clock. Gives to Holiday. Out to Hamilton, top of the key. Between the legs, dribble, driving, spinning, twisting. Out it comes. Holiday, three, too strong. High rebound, grabbed by Bell. Oregon can hold for a final shot. They're up 48-39. The Bruins had it down to five, but now Oregon can get to 50 points or more at the break. They were at 50 at the break up in Eugene against UCLA. 7 seconds to go. Six. Dorsey driving on a Hamilton, feathers it outside, three to shoot. It's on the way short. Rebound, Bell, and his shot won't count. He banked it in, but it does not count. And we are at the break. UCLA has trimmed it to nine, 48-39.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Hey, Bruins fans! Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
As we get going with TJ Leaf to inbound and Lonzo Ball ready to accept what TJ's got to offer. And sure enough, here come the Bruins trailing 48-39. Ball around a high screen, comes near side, zings a pass to Hamilton, lobs to the block on the near side. TJ Leaf, two dribbles, spinning, turning, banks it up, no good, he missed it. A high tip goes in, off the window, actually above the window and down, to make it 48-41.
And that's what happens when you stay active. Miss the shot, follow your shot in there, and get an offensive rebound over the shoulder defender.
Dorsey to Brooks, left of the lane, hands to Dylan Ennis. Off to Peyton Pritchard now, 14 to shoot, to Dylan Brooks, who was quiet down the stretch in that first half. He'll fire up a three and hit it almost casually over TJ Leaf. 51-41, Hamilton steps out, lobs cross court to Alford, a head fake. Shimmies and gives it to Ball between the rings. Back to Alford, using a screen set by Welsh. Back to Welsh, a baseline shot around, no good. Rebound tip, TJ Leaf battles for it. And the foul's going to be called on Dylan Ennis up over the top. Alford line drives a three. It's off to the right on that inbounds. And the rebound to Brooks. Here comes Oregon leading by 10. Brooks going baseline around Leaf and scores. Oh, just a power move up over TJ Leaf. So Brooks quickly with five to start the second half. A 12-point lead for Oregon. Ball to Hamilton, foul line extended right. Lobs to Welsh on the baseline. Head fake, turning, twisting, hooks it home from five. 15 to shoot. Ennis with a left-hand dribble, kicks and gives to Dylan Brooks. A three over Leaf, good again. They just have to get out a little closer, don't they, on Dylan Brooks?
Or maybe change the matchup. Maybe Leaf can't guard him. Put somebody else on him and let's see what happens with somebody else.
56-43. It was Brooks versus Leaf to start the game, and Brooks got going quickly. Alford down to the baseline right for Welsh, and it goes to Leaf, catching and jamming two-handed to get it back to 56-45.
Okay, now he's got a couple of the baskets, but he needs to get some stops.
It will be Leaf matched up on Brooks again on the far wing. Try to get to him in the corner. Top of the key, Ennis. He'll start the dribble drive. Bounce pass to Bell. Wanders underneath, and he's fouled by Welsh. He prevented the shot from going in, but Thomas Welsh picks up his second foul. There have been only 11 fouls called this entire game, both teams combined. Bell will shoot towards the student section to our right. First one up, around and out. Bell had the rare and diabolical 6-6-6 stat line last time out against Arizona. 6 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Now we'll see if he'll miss a second free throw in a row here. Crouching and firing. No good off the front iron. Welsh rips it away. And quickly ahead to Lonzo Ball. In it goes. TJ Leaf. Power move up. No. Rebound tip. And Bell has got it for Oregon. Another missed layup for UCLA. Ennis pulls it out on the left side. Now going baseline on Alford. Loops the pass outside Dorsey. Three ball. Good. They're just not missing now. Tyler Dorsey hits another. Well, and Coach Alford wants a timeout. A full timeout here as the Bruins look to chop that lead down. Instead, it's getting away. 59-45 Oregon. Lonzo around a pick set by Welsh, feeding a Hamilton, who's been quiet lately, trying to get through traffic. He's blocked, no foul, and the rebound taken by Jordan Bell.
That wasn't a foul. That was a forced shot. You got to shoot better shots than that.
Now, the Bruins, who have made a season out of getting whatever they want whenever they want, they're not getting any of that tonight. Oregon making sure of that. Pritchard with a head fake coming to the near side, and the Ducks can start working for their best shot now. Ennis to Pritchard, top of the key. Shoots it near wing. Brooks on the drive. Cross court, Pritchard wide open. Rainbow three, no. Leaf way up to high point the rebound. And the Bruins back the other way, trailing by 14. Ball trips his way up across the timeline. Looking cross court, nothing there yet, so he steps back. Hoists one. Long range, no. Leaf the putback, no. And the rebound taken by Oregon's Jordan Bell, his 10th of the game. Going right here.
Got to use the glass on that play.
Ennis, no look pass. Dorsey, three from the near side, short. Rebound. Welsh tips it to Ball. Loops it down court to Alford, waiting for some company. He'll back it out, feed Ball, twirling through traffic. And spins it right back to Alford. Back to Ball with 21 to shoot. Hamilton lobbing to the baseline. Welsh almost had it knocked away. Backing in. Turning. Dumping to Leaf. A reverse two-hand jam.
That was a good patience by Welsh. They tried to flop on a charge. Nice pass to Leaf for the reverse dunk.
59-47. Bruins need a defensive stop now as Pritchard guides it far side. Gets a return top of the key. Dribbling with the right hand. Feeds it near side, gets a return pass top of the key, loops it into the corner. Ennis waiting for Leaf to fly by. Back to Pritchard, top of the key, Dorsey. He's double-teamed, comes near side. Bell off to Dorsey, and Hamilton clangs into him with six on the shot clock, picking up the foul. 59-47 Oregon with a timeout on the floor. We're back in just a moment.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing? No problem. Drywalling? Nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Both teams with their starting fives on the floor right now. 15-16 to go in regulation. Oregon with it on the inbounds. Ennis to Brooks. Wide open three left side. Round and down. Dylan Brooks with a major league scowl, too, as he trots back down court. 62-47.
Wait, but didn't you just say wide open shot?
Yeah. Well, TJ Leaf's been giving him a lot of room over there, and Brooks has been using it to knock down four threes in this one. All for top of the key to Lonzo Ball, lobbing inside. Welsh catching, spinning, hook shot, good. Thomas nice, Welsh.
Nice patience by Welsh off the Lonzo Ball pass. Using a pump fake against a shot blocker.
Finally an assist for Lonzo Ball. Holiday will check in next whistle. 62-49 Oregon.
Boy, does he need to be the microwave now.
Yeah, they really need that. Pritchard with a chest pass near side. Gets a return. Goes top of the key to Brooks. Touch pass near side. Dorsey driving on Welsh. Going baseline. Looking to reverse it. Kicks it out instead. Eight to shoot. Pritchard around a screen. Dumps it off to the corner. Ennis with four to shoot. Bounce pass Pritchard. Kicks it out. One to shoot. Jump shot from 17. Good! Tyler Dorsey, again, he's got 17. 15-point lead for Oregon. Ball wanders to the right. Bulls his way through. It's stripped away and taken away by Tyler Dorsey. Leads a 3-on-2. Bounce pass underneath. Ennis and a layup. No, offered the foul, but he prevented 2 points. 64-49 Oregon. Foul shot missing off the back iron.
But that's why you foul Bill, because that's where he's not very good at his shooting free throws.
It's a guy that had 26 points against Cal 3 weeks ago. On 11 of 12 shooting. Some of that was against Ivan Rabb. Shooting towards the students to our right. Trying to grow that lead to 16 for Oregon, and it dances on the rim. No good. Welsh the rebound. So it stays 64-49. Holiday, chest pass far side. It is Hamilton to Leaf. A hook shot round. Dancing, no. Tipped in by Welsh. Nobody boxed him out, and suddenly Welsh has eight. Now the pass to Bell on ball, kicking out. Three-point shot on the way, round and out. Rebound tipped by Bell, no good. One-hand rebound to Hamilton and distributes to Lonzo Ball. Here he comes, pushing up court with the right hand. Dancing to the far side to Hamilton, driving baseline, spinning, reversing. He draws a foul. He goes collapsing to the court, but he's going to the free throw line. Welsh will come out with 8 rebounds, 8 points. As the foul shot goes from Hamilton, the big rim protector, E.K. Anabogu, checks in for UCLA. And to counteract that, Boucher is in off the bench for Oregon.
Who is a rim protector.
He absolutely is, of the highest order. Hamilton with one more free throw coming. Trying to get it back down to single digits now. Foul shot on the way. No good. Rebound, Boucher. It stays 64-54. And quickly down court comes Benson for Oregon. Bounce pass near side. Tyler Dorsey hooks it around to Benson between the rings. 12:07 to go. Benson hands it off. Ennis has it now. The Canadian lobs to Dorsey. The L.A. native has it. Right back to the top of the key. Ennis hooks it out. Wide open is Benson. A three. Good. KC Benson had 13 points last time out.
He sure did.
Grows the lead to 13 here.
On that play right there, a catch and shoot three.
Now Lonzo Ball around a pick set by Leaf. Driving in traffic. Throws up a runner. No. Tip Anabogu. No. Another one goes. EK Anabogu's second follow is good. It's 67-56. Benson tiptoes across the timeline around Lonzo Ball. Changing to his left hand as he backs it back out with 21 to shoot. 11:25 remaining. 11-point lead for Oregon. They've been up by as many as 19. Looking for a stop here are the Bruins. Dylan Ennis holding in his left hand, directing traffic with his right. Driving to the near side, hooks a pass to a wide-open Brooks. A three, no. Long rebound. Oregon tracks it down. Ennis right back out to Brooks. Trying to drive. Kicks to Ennis. Shoots it far wing. Benson to the corner. Wide-open Boucher. A rainbow three. Short. Holiday the rebound. And here comes UCLA. Holiday pushing. Holiday pulling up. Holiday handing off. And T.J. Leaf will fake a three. Give to Hamilton, who takes a three. Bang! 67-59.
And you're seeing Hamilton starting to come alive.
So are the Bruins. Here comes Benson, and Oregon takes timeout. The crowd is back into it. The Bruins are back into it. 10:46 to go at Pauley. 67-59. Oregon's got the lead, and we'll keep it right here. They're saying it's a 30-second timeout. Just enough time for the Ducks to catch their breath. Yeah, and we can take a break. They've extended it now. We will peel away and be right back. 18 on the shot clock as Brooks will do the ball handling with Lonzo Ball on him. Brooks driving around ball. Blocked by Anabogu. It's loose on the floor. Scooped up by Lonzo. Leads a 3-on-2. Driving, pushing, scoring off the glass.
And that's what's got to happen. Anabogu's got to be active on that backside. Ball has got to push that ball up Oregon's back and finish. The Bruins are down 6.
Crowd is into it. Can the Bruins make a defensive stop here? Holiday, shrink-wrap defense on Benson, who carves it far side to Dorsey, goes right around Anabogu, loses him, gives it to Benson, back to Dorsey, an open three, top of the key, no good, long rebound, Lonzo Ball tracks it down, Bruins are down six, ball across the timeline, shifts it to TJ Leaf, back to Ball, chucks a three, no good, rebound on the floor, kicked around, taken by Oregon, too strong from Lonzo Ball, who's now just one out of five from distance. Benson, top of the key, 9:39 to go, hands it to the far wing, Brooks will flick a pass at the top of that circle again, going to Dorsey, deep corner right, it's Ball, couple dribbles, blowing by Anabogu, loses him, goes top of the key with nine to shoot for Dorsey, dribbling on the left side, forces it up, no good, Anabogu the rebound, and it was off of Leaf, back to Ball, distributes forward now to Holiday, almost gets run into from behind, Holiday between the rings, out to Ball, thought about the three, thinks better of it, he'll back it out with 19 to shoot, 67-61 Oregon. Ball slashing left, dumps it off, open three, TJ Leaf, short, rebound tip, no, Anabogu with a miss, and the rebound, Jordan Bell is 13th of the game.
In that situation, instead of tipping it, Anabogu's the only one right there to get the board, bring it down with two hands and go back up and dunk the basketball.
Anabogu playing defense out high, blowing by him, Dorsey, he reverses it up and in, Anabogu never saw him coming.
No, he stepped out and hedged, and as he went back to his man, Dorsey followed him all the way to the basket.
First time in 3.5 minutes, Oregon scored, and they're back up to 69-61. Ball, a head fake, steps out, three ball coming, good! Swished it in!
You know what? Ball can be 1 of 10, and he will find a way to hit a big three at a crucial time.
It's down to 5, 8:18 to go. Dorsey kicked away, out of bounds, UCLA basketball! Welsh comes in, Alford comes in, Anabogu out, Hamilton out, crowd is up, it's 69-64.
5-point game, and we said this was a crucial time, this is where the Bruins need to get a bucket now, not just a forced 3-point shot, they need to get a good basket.
They've been down by as many as 19. Here they come across the timeline, right to left, Lonzo Ball picked up by Benson as he gets to the far wing. Distributes to TJ Leaf, top of the key, lobbing underneath, throws it out of bounds. Holiday couldn't get there.
Those are the type of turnovers that just takes the air out of the building. Now, see, the student section just got quiet. They got to convert in that situation.
Benson totes it up with the right hand. It's a 5-point game with 7:55 to go. Got to deny the three. The Ducks have been burying those. Ennis, 3-point range, double team, goes down low to Bell, 15 to shoot, back to the basket, swats his way through traffic on TJ Leaf, turns, spins, trap, hooks it, no, rebound volleyed in the air, and Lonzo Ball has got it. Here come the Bruins, they're trailing by 5, Ball to Holiday, steps to the baseline, regains, kicks it out, Alford, a little head fake, going right side, kicks it to Welsh, baseline jump shot, good, 69-66.
Nice patience by the Bruins. They're showing some grit. They're showing some aggressiveness. They're getting physical. They're getting dirty on defense. Timeout, Oregon.
Ducks need to talk it over. Alford put two hands on the floor like he was playing for Duke. 13,659 is the attendance. A sellout tonight. They're up on their feet.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across the lake.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at pacificsurfliner.com.
Benson, a head fake top of the key, distributes to Bell. Looking inside with Welsh on him, 15 to shoot. Out to Benson it goes, to Brooks. Top of the key with Lonzo Ball on him. Dylan Brooks backs it out, 10 to shoot. Great defensive stance by Ball. Brooks over him, launching around. No good. Loose ball foul called on TJ Leaf. That'll be his third. And after the Bruins had boxed out and grabbed the rebound, that's a kind of a dubious call coming from across the court.
Well, Leaf, not the strongest guy in the world, but he's bigger than a very light Boucher. Boucher hits the deck, and who are they going to call the foul on?
Yeah, the guy who's got 50 pounds on him, unfortunately. 6:58 to go, and Oregon will inbound. 69-66. Ennis has it. Top of the key, step back, and now launching a three over Ball. No. Rebound, it's to Bell. And it bounced past to Boucher, who lays it around. No good. He gets his own rebound. He's fouled by Thomas Welsh. But that was a three-opportunity situation for the Ducks to convert, and they'll need free throws now to do it.
Well, you had Boucher in there. He was the only guy battling on the offensive boards, and you had three Bruins watching it. They got to go secure that basketball.
Now, the coaching staff for UCLA really giving it to this officiating crew. Boucher at the line, only a 60% shooter, hits it with a swish.
But you and I, we talked about it a lot. The call goes to the more aggressive team.
Yep.
When Oregon is, they have the basketball, they're extremely aggressive.
Foul shot up, around and out. It stays 70-66. Holiday, the rebound, gives to Lonzo Ball. If he gets a double-double tonight, it'll be points and rebounds. Holiday to the near side. Bruins trailing on home court to the number five team by 4 points. Welsh on the baseline right, driving, spinning, double clutch. Out it comes to Holiday, 13 to shoot, a lob, picked off. Terrible pass by Holiday. And it was Jordan Bell who took it away. Now Benson, as the tide is turning back to Oregon. Bruins had it down to a three-point game. Now it's up to four, and the Ducks have the ball with Dylan Brooks holding and giving it up to Benson. Back to Brooks, wanders left with 13 to shoot. Ennis comes around a high screen, gets bumped into by Welsh, feeding Brooks. No travel call there. There should have been one. Brooks going to the baseline left. Ball falls down. So a drive. It's kicked out with two to shoot. One, off balance Benson. No, off the front iron. Brooks the rebound, though. And Oregon resets. The offensive board. 5:49 to go. Oregon by 4 points. 70-66. Benson near the midcourt line. Starts it to the near side. And they'll screen for him. He gives it up. Now top of the key, Dylan Ennis, 12 to shoot. Ducks taking their sweet time. Ennis on a Holiday will pull it out with 7-6. Driving, goes to the corner. Benson, who did not walk, 2 to shoot. They go cross court, intercepted by Leaf. TJ Leaf to Holiday, driving, reverse, scores, and he's fouled. He'll have a chance to make it a one-point game. Trying to make it a 20-6 run and a one-point basketball game. He does with a swish.
I'll tell you what, Aaron Holiday is a big-time player. He plays when it's time for big things to happen.
Ducks have missed their last five shots. Holiday, shrink-wrap defense on Dorsey, a touch foul on Holiday. He got too close with 5:11 to go. And here's Coach Alford stepping up and shouting to Holiday, just take it down one notch. Dylan Brooks fakes a three, kicks to Pritchard, 12 to shoot. Pritchard crossover, dribble out high, goes to Dorsey, long-range rainbow three off the back iron, rebound and Abogu, and he's fouled! And Abogu is fouled with 4:46 to go. Lonzo Ball dribbling with the right hand, directing traffic with his left, goes foul line far side, starts the drive, hooks it inside the Leaf, catching, spinning on the baseline, he's trapped. Out it comes, batted out of bounds, it'll be UCLA Ball with 14 to shoot, 4:10 to play.
Still plenty of time, no time to panic. Get the ball in and run a set.
Ball's been so good at finding open men. Here he is finding Alford on the inbounds. 12 to shoot. Alford pivots, going, driving, kicks out. Holiday's open, launching a three. Bang! UCLA on top!
And what did I say about Aaron Holiday? He is a big-time player. He does big-time things in big-time moments.
How do you stop the waves of an ocean? Oregon trying to figure that out. They're trailing 72-70. Top of the key, Dylan Brooks backing, spinning on Ball. Lobs it up, no good, rebound. Lonzo Ball, his 10th of the game. The Bruins on a 23-6 run have taken a 72-70 lead. 3:33 to go.
Now they got to be extremely patient offensively. I'm not saying don't be aggressive, but be patient.
Lonzo Ball to TJ Leaf, top of the key. Swings an elbow, barreling through. Lobs it up, no, tip and a ball goes good.
And that's how you be active. You got shot blockers in there. They're going to go to block shots. Anna Bogle's got to be aggressive on the offensive board. Timeout, Oregon.
Timeout, Oregon, as the Bruins have scored 20 of the last 23 points in the game. 3:12 to go at our last timeout.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Hey, Bruins fans! Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
As we navigate the COVID-19 crisis, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to serving you. We've been deemed an essential business, so our doors will stay open. We encourage you to buy online, then pick up curbside. Together, we're committed to getting through this.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Bell working on Anabogu, flicks it up high to Pritchard, stepping back on Alford, 12 to shoot, and gives it up to Brooks. Now to Ennis, who had the big first half, to Pritchard, wandering through traffic, Alford better defense on him now, 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot, driving his Dorsey around Ball, 1 to shoot, lets it fly, block, Anabogu, what a game he's had, and here comes Lonzo Ball, and Lonzo will just slow it down, hand it to Alford.
And that's why you put pressure on the ball out front when you got Anabogu back there to protect the rim.
The run is 18-3. Here's Anabogu up. He's blocked. Hits the deck hard. It's a foul. He'll go to the line. Anabogu spins the ball on his hand. He'll shoot one more. Missed foul shot off the back iron. And the rebound for Boucher. Here comes Oregon. They haven't scored a field goal in 4:22. 2:22 to go. Pritchard around Alford. Up and in. Pritchard did whatever he wanted to against Alford in Eugene in the second half. That can't happen here tonight.
Right, and Anabogu has got to really watch Alford's man.
Long pass, almost intercepted. Leaf keeps it alive. Talonzo Ball driving, scoops it up. There's a foul. Before he went to the rack, there's a foul called outside. 2:07 to go. And his foul is going to be on Pritchard. That's going to be his third.
To go back to what I was saying about Anabogu, who's coming out of the game right now, whoever the rim protector is for the Bruins, there's a dribble handoff, and whoever Alford's man is with the basketball, they attack. So that's when the shot blockers have to be ready to protect the rim.
Pritchard actually just picked up his fourth foul. That's big. They really need him in there. 2:07 to go. Lonzo Ball with a fresh 30 will inbound on the far side, and there's a timeout to mop some condensation off the floor over there, right where it says court, on wooden court, right in front of Bill Walton. And Dave Pasch on the television call. Dick Enberg's in the house, of course, tonight. His night tonight. We'll all sing a little Singing in the Rain, and raindrops keep falling on my head, and whatever else we can think of if the Bruins hang on tonight.
Oh, my.
It's been that kind of night tonight as the Bruins have surged on top. They were down 19. TJ Leaf back to the basket, is trapped up high, finds the open man Alford, deep corner left. 1:55 to go, Alford a three, no. Rebound tipped twice, Oregon's got it. They can tie it with a three now. They hurried a shot, didn't need to do it.
Yeah, not a good possession by the Bruins that time. The ball did not move.
Pritchard driving left, feathers it to Brooks, open three on the way, in and out. Rebound tipped, no good. It's off to Holiday, he's got it for UCLA. 1:36 to go and a three-point lead.
The toughest man on the court got the rebound, and he's the littlest.
Holiday with six rebounds in this game to go with 13 points off the bench. 1:25 remaining at Pauley. Alford will wiggle to the left side, around a screen, hands to Ball, 11 to shoot. The lead is only three. Lonzo Ball backs it out, Ennis right on him. Ball between the legs, dribble. Thinking about the three, now drives by, blows through, lays it up and in!
Now that was a big time play by Ball. Knowing the Bruins needed a bucket, took his time, measured the defense, and went for it.
Pritchard a three the other way, got it with a swish. 59 seconds to go. It's a two-point game.
You can't go underneath the pick on Pritchard. He will drill that three all day long.
77-75 UCLA. Here we are again with the Bruins and the Ducks going right down to the wire. Alford on the far side of the court. The Ducks have a foul to give, so do the Bruins. Alford to the near wing, 41 seconds left. Now Lonzo Ball with 10 to shoot. Steps out near the midcourt stripe. Got to get it cooking now. Lonzo Ball, NBA range, Steph Curry three. Gone! Wow! 80-75!
And that's what Lonzo Ball does. Hits big shots when needed.
Pritchard the other way. And a foul underneath. TJ Leaf called for the block. 28.9 to go.
Alford
actually with the foul. I thought it was a bad call. Thought it was an offensive foul.
Well, the aggressive guy had the ball, and he put his head down to go. They're not going to call it.
Five-point lead, 28.9 to go. Where have we seen this before? Oh, yeah, Eugene.
The Bruins have to protect the three-point line at this moment. Looks like Pritchard's going to shoot two free throws.
Yep, Pritchard, a very good foul shooter, close to 80%. He's the guy that got them close so that the game-winning three could be hit by Dylan Brooks back on December the 28th to start the Pac-12 season. Shooting towards the student section. First one up. Good. And he'll get another.
Oh, man. That's ice water in the veins right there.
He's playing with four fouls. He's got 12 points. It's a four-star freshman. And UCLA will call a timeout just to talk over what happens after a make or a miss.
I'll tell you what, Pritchard for Oregon doesn't get enough credit for what he does for that team. You always hear about Dylan Brooks. You hear about Boucher. You hear about Dorsey. You don't hear that much about Pritchard. And Pritchard's one of those glue guys that can turn it up at any time.
The Bruins, meantime, boy, did they turn it up when they needed to, Tracy. They had the 14-0 run early in the game to get back from down 19 to within 5. And then they had a run of 25-6 in their second half. And Lonzo Ball from out of nowhere, he's got his 15 points and 11 rebounds tonight.
And I was about to say, Mr. Ball stepped up. Did I say Mr.?
If not master. One lonely little assist tonight. That's it.
You know what? And at this point, that doesn't matter because they chose, meaning Oregon, they chose not to let Lonzo distribute and get assists. They chose to make him a scorer.
One more free throw for the freshman Pritchard to our right. It's good. So it's a three-point game, and UCLA with 28.9 to go has got to get it inbounds. Holiday is double-teamed and is immediately fouled. He's a good free throw shooter. Dylan Brooks didn't want to foul him, but they say that he laid a hand on him.
Yeah, because it made no sense to foul him when they had him trapped in the corner on their side of the court.
Now remember how it all came down in Eugene back in late December. The Bruins with a chance to ice it late from the line could not do it.
Right.
Aaron Holiday, who was an 82% shooter, will go to the line. He comes off the bench, yes, but every game this year he's banked between 20 and 30 minutes on the floor. And here's his most important 27.4 seconds of the year right now.
And starting is overrated. It don't matter who starts the game. It matters who's finishing the game on the floor. And I'll tell you what, with 27.4, Holiday is at the free throw line. with two big free throws here.
Hamilton and Anabogu both back in the game now for UCLA. Trying to make it a two-possession game. Here is a free throw coming. No! Off the back iron. Oregon's got it. They're down by three, and they hustle it across the timeline. A three right away. Launched. In and out. No. Rebound up over the top. There's a loose ball foul called as Bell and Anabogu went for it. Anabogu commits the foul with 19.1 to go, and again, missing the front end of a 1-1 right at the end against Oregon.
But that was an outstanding foul by Anabogu, not allowing Bell to get a dunk there. Now Bell goes to the free throw line, in which he has not been very good at all tonight.
He's 70% for the year, and they can't tie it now, right? It's 80-77. Boy, isn't that something? It was 8.9 in Eugene when Alford missed the front end. It was 28.9 tonight when Holiday missed the front end. Two 80-plus percent free throw shooters.
Well, so pressure makes the percentages go down.
Here's Jordan Bell at a Long Beach Poly, flexing and firing around and in, Tracy Murray in Atlanta style. 80-78 with 19.1 to go. Hamilton and Anabogu back out. Welsh and Leaf back in. Trying to hang on here. The Bruins, who had trailed by 19, lead by 2 with 19.1 to go. Second foul shot. Ready to launch. Here it is. It's good with a swish. And the Ducks will be looking to foul again. Ball runs the baseline, gives to Alford. A head fake and gets it forward. A Holiday at the midcourt stripe turns away from pressure. And from behind, there's going to be a little bump call to here on Tyler Dorsey. So again, the Bruins to the line, this time trying to extend it to a three-point game.
Boy, was TJ Leaf open for a dunk, and they did not see it. And if you're not hitting free throws in a crucial time right now, you got to give that. You got to advance the basketball. And maybe you're looking at Leaf like, okay, he's not a great free throw shooter. But he had a one-step dunk that time that they didn't even see.
Well, Holiday, who just missed the front end of a 1-1, goes back to the line to our left. 82% for the year. Looks at the rim, bends at the knees, fires it up. Good! 81-79.
And sometimes all it takes is that first miss, and then you dial back in.
Now trying to secure a three-point lead here with 14.1 to go. Dribbles it a few times, launches. Good again! And the Ducks will need a three to tie.
So the Bruins have to defend the three-point line.
Here comes Pritchard, motors across that timeline, angles right, goes to the baseline around Leaf, dribbles, cycles, looking, five to go, four to go, kicks to Bell, three to go, two to go, Pritchard, a three at the horn, no! UCLA the winner! UCLA down 19, wins by three! Oh my!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.